Hello and welcome to What the Truck, wheeling out all your mobile food options with your host, and that's me, Mark Dione. Oh, fancy.
Whoop, whoop.
Here we have the fun fact of the show. In Texas, there's a restaurant named the Big Texan Steak Ranch and Brewery. It serves a 72-ounce steak dinner challenge. That's a lot of meat right there. It started in 1962 when a cowboy ate a whole 72-ounce dinner. Well, according to the Big Texan website, basically it's stating that it was basically four big steaks, shrimp cocktail, and a lot of different things that equivalent to a 72-ounce steak dinner. So it's a delicious time. Which leads me to my guest who, well, brings Texas to L.A. Welcome, Daniel Duncan.
How's it going?
Oh, yes. It's always good. So how are you today?
I'm doing pretty great. Glad to be here.
That's good. All right. So tell me, how did this all start?
Well, my wife and her sister, Sunny and Heather, they are part of a Texas-style barbecue legacy family. Their father has been smoking meats for 20, 30-plus years, maybe longer. And he taught them the technique, and he's taught my son, Hunter, the technique. So it's a third-generation smoking technique. We had the opportunity with an investor to set up a catering business and wanted the Texas-style barbecue brought to California. So we jumped on the opportunity, started a business, got a big old beautiful smoker and a food truck, and the rest is history.
Oh, it's a fancy history right there.
That's right.
Oh, so basically, wait, do you come from Texas?
We do. We're San Antonio, Texas originals, and my wife and I moved out here about 2 years ago, and our other partner, Heather, has been out here for over 20 years, so she's our California connection, but still has the Texas roots.
Oh, fancy. Wow.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in business?
Farm and Flame's been in business just a little over 2 years. Food truck's been on the road since January 2016, so it's almost 2 years on the road. And the catering kitchen has been open since January 1st of this year, so almost a full year that we've had the commercial kitchen up and running in Westlake.
Oh, Westlake. Ooh, that's fancy right there. And for the food, do you prepare it fresh, like just prepare everything by hand? Like,
absolutely. We don't buy anything from a bottle or a bag. We make it fresh. It comes as fruits and vegetables and meats and ingredients, and it leaves as a wonderful prepared dish ready to be eaten. So everything's sustainable, locally sourced. We strive to find as much organics as we can. We're weekly stop bys at the local farmers market. And really just enjoy what we're doing.
Ooh, fancy. How long do you smoke your meats?
Well, that really depends. That might be a secret, too. it really depends upon the meat. If you're talking about poultry and smaller cuts of meat, then it's not going to be nearly as long. But for the big cuts of meat that most people are always kind of curious about, like brisket or a pulled pork, a minimum of 10 to 12 hours, sometimes longer, depending upon how big that cut of meat is.
Ooh. That made my mouth water right there. Such tenderness and smokiness. Oh, yes. So when you started the business, what troubles did you have or any hardships did you have in the beginning?
Figuring out how to get out there in the market, how to get some recognition. We were very fortunate to have good investment backing and to also have some people and partners working with us that already had that California connection and had been here, like Heather, one of my two partners. She's been catering for 20 years. She's always done it as sort of a part-time job, second to her family. And so she knows so many people and has so many different connections, and it was a great opportunity for us to start a business, for her to take on something full-time, and Sunny and I to jump in and really, you know, be part of something that already had the support of the local community and the support financially that we needed to kind of get off the ground.
Ooh. I'm kind of curious now for you, what's your favorite meat? Which favorite cut of meat do you have, or is there any?
Golly, I mean, it depends. If we're talking about smoked barbecue, it's kind of hard to pass up a nice, tender, juicy, long, slow-smoked brisket. It's sort of like California's tri-tip, just juicier and a little bit better.
All that smoked flavor, that tenderness. So what made you have the design that you have for your truck? What made the design for it?
As far as the outside, the looks of the truck, we wanted to create that that reclaimed barn style kind of look and feel, that farm to table, farm being sort of the key focal point when it came to the look of the truck. So we have that kind of reclaimed barn wood wrap along the bottom of it, and then sort of a scarred brushed aluminum effect on the top. And we wanted our logo, which was designed by a very creative man, to be the forefront. We wanted that to be a recognizable thing, something that could become an icon as we grow. And so that big, round, pretty Farm & Flame logo is all over the truck.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice logo, honestly. I like how the Farm & Flame just, it's like a yin-yang. That's what I like about it.
Exactly. It is. It's like the yin and the yang between flaming and smoking great meats, as well as incorporating all of the sustainable ingredients and vegetables from the farm.
And how often do you use social media to tell where you're going or to connect with the people?
You can never use social media too much. You can overdo it if you're not doing it right, of course, but social media is a huge and very important part of really any business these days. But when you're talking about something that's on the street, it's not at a specific location every single day, you've got to be able to get out to the people that want to know who you are and where you are, and you want to be able to reach more and more people every day. So we try to use it every day. There are definitely times where we're so darn busy that it kind of slips through the cracks, and we're not posting something on Facebook when I would like to. But it's something that we should be, and we hope to try to do it every day on all platforms.
Yeah. Like I say, it's your website. It's a nice website.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a fun website. Your social media is always going to be, I've looked at those, pretty good. I like your social media.
And a lot of great photos.
Oh, yes. The meats. I'm a sucker for meat.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
So, what sides do you offer on your truck?
Sides. Well, like I said, we make everything homemade. So if we do potato chips, we're making homemade potato chips. Our French fries are fantastic. The seasoning is really good. Sometimes we'll mix in a tater tot. We do jicama slaw. We do a pickled jalapeno slaw. We do potato salad, borracho beans. It really just, it changes from time to time, and you'll see when you hit our truck up one day and you find the truck 2 days later in another spot, it's going to have different items on the menu. We don't have one static kind of menu that you see every time. We like to have that variety, and we like to be able to offer something that somebody may not have thought of or had the opportunity to try before.
Mm, wow. Dang, that's a lot of different items you have there.
A lot of creativity. It starts with a lot of really talented chefs in the kitchen.
And speaking of that, since we have a whole current trend of, let's say, people that are gluten-free and people that don't eat meat, vegans, sure, and vegetarians, what do you offer for that?
Well, it's important to always have something for your vegetarian and your vegan, if you can. We do have several items, anything from vegan sweet potato tacos, which is a beer-braised sweet potato with homemade tomatillo salsa, homemade guacamole, pickled red onions, and cilantro, all into a nice artisan tortilla. And then we also do portobello mushroom fajitas, portobello mushroom sliders, cauliflower el pastor tacos, which is a vegetarian item because it does have a little bit of cheese and a crema in it. But that one in particular has kind of become the staff favorite lately. So,
wow.
Some really great items, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. We've got a huge repertoire of different items, both vegetarian, vegan, as well as the hearty, meaty options too.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was savage. Why portobello mushrooms and why cauliflower?
You know, it was one of those things that it developed. Portobello mushrooms, it's just such a meaty mushroom. And so if you're working with a mushroom, unless you're looking at Asian dishes where you want to work with some of the shiitakes and things like that, that portobello is so versatile, and it's a great bite. It's earthy. Takes on different flavors with the other ingredients, and it really just creates a hearty, nice, healthy bite. Mm.
It's like, oh. It's like, if you want a good substitution for meat, I would recommend that. I would.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
No, mushrooms will always be a good complement to many things. So how did you honestly get the truck? How did you come to acquire it?
When we decided to start the business, the food truck was the focal point. We knew that we wanted to be full-service catering. We wanted to cater to private clients as well as being out in the community. And that started with having to have a truck. So we found a local builder. We got our hands on a nice kind of an older truck and sent it over to the builder, who built this amazing kitchen within the food truck and designed the wrap with us, and really was, you know, part of the whole process of kind of creating the look and feel that we wanted. And it took a long time. It was probably 4 months to get the truck from idea to driving down the street.
Ooh, fancy. Mm. Well, and if you're just tuning in, this is What the Truck?
What?
And we're here with Farm and Flame. We have Daniel Duncan.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, so do you have any thoughts in trying to get like an actual brick and mortar building, like just a building to sell food?
Sure, absolutely. Anybody who wants to expand from a food truck or catering business has that twinkling thought of having a brick and mortar location, something that people can come to and you know, enjoy, and just to create something even bigger. We've got great ideas and plans in the future. Those plans, of course, take financial capital and a lot of preparation ahead of time so that you're doing it the right way. But hopefully one of these days you'll see Farm and Flame right off the highway or somewhere in a great, secret, awesome location that people can come and have some good family time and enjoy some great food.
Mm. So how long does it take to prep the food when you're in the truck?
That's another kind of a loaded question, but I would say somewhere in the neighborhood of an hour before we need to be somewhere. We're getting the truck set up. We're getting things kind of placed out. We're getting our proteins to the right temperatures and getting all of our ingredients kind of laid out so that we can kind of create that good flow, because ticket times on a food truck are an important thing as well.
That is always true right there. Have you ever had like any, I don't know, like partnerships with other food trucks, or like you parked in front of a restaurant and had like a partnership or something like that?
Of course. That's hugely important in the food truck world. For one, it is a very tight-knit community, so all of the trucks park at a thing called a commissary, which is a health department requirement, and so you see your other trucks out there, and you're able to talk with them, and you talk about where's a good spot to be, where's not a good spot to be, and who to talk to if you wanted to get somewhere, and you know, there's a little bit of friendly competition, but there's also a lot of support for each other. And as far as partnering, a brewery and a food truck is like the perfect marriage. And so all good breweries have good food trucks. And we go to several. We really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. You get out in the community. You get to, you know, toast with people and give them great food. I'd love to plug a few of the breweries if I can.
Hey, you can.
We do frequent Made West Brewery in Ventura, as well as Integrin Brewery in Moore Park. Five Threads Brewery in Westlake Village. It's actually right next door to our kitchen, so we kind of use our kitchen and kind of treat the brewery almost like it was our restaurant space. So we are able to kind of just take orders, go to our kitchen, prepare the food, and get the food back in front of the customer. It's really fun. Mm.
What decided your locations that you go to, and what areas do you typically go the most?
Well, it's a lot of trial and error. You find some spots that sound great and you go there, and sometimes it's not the business that you're looking for. And sometimes you go somewhere and you're surprised and astounded by how awesome it was, and an unexpected pleasure. And really it's just about communication and just looking in the spots that somebody else may not have thought of. So, we go all over from the edge of LA County to the edge of Ventura County. So, We'll give anything a shot.
Is there anything you miss from Texas?
Golly, sure. Family, of course. I miss the corner barbecue spot. I love going to Austin. We're all San Antonio locals, so we're close enough to where it's a 1 hour drive to several really great spots, not just for food, but just for fun and sharing. So I miss a lot about Texas.
You also miss Whataburger?
I do. Whataburger, number 5 combo, please.
Because I bring some type of surprise.
Oh, you got the ketchup.
I have brought Whataburger spicy ketchup.
Nice, nice.
It's unopened right now. My brother actually went to Texas to get this.
Awesome.
He brought it back and he's like, "You need to have this." I go, "Okay, I've tried it.
It's some good stuff."
Oh, it's a nice spice to it.
It is.
A nice even sweetness and spice to it. I would recommend if you go online, try to buy it from their store and bring a bit of Texas to your mouth right there.
That's right. You never know. That might make it into some grocery shelves here in California.
Oh, yeah. My brothers told me, "Oh, my goodness, you got to try these with In-N-Out fries." And I tried them. They're actually pretty good.
Sure.
Yeah. It's like, ooh. I had to bring this in. It's like, I had to bring this
it's staring
in.
At me right now.
And it's like, take some. Take some, no. Oh, goodness. It's a great spice to it. How much do you sell in a day?
It really varies. And, you know, a private catering client is the best business because you're able to custom create something for the client, and that's worth something. So that tends to be a better revenue than being out in the community and just selling off of the truck. But selling off the truck is where you get a lot of those private clients. So without being out there and having a day where you might only make $300 or $400, and then there are other days where you make $1,500. And it just depends upon, you know, what's going on that day, not just where you're at, but what's going on elsewhere that you might not have been able to get the truck to that might be pulling people there. So it really varies. Hmm.
So what do you have for the future? What do you see in the future of Farm and Flame?
Well, I see us continuing to do what we're doing. I definitely would love to see some expansion, maybe another food truck down the road. The brick and mortar idea is something that we do talk about. That might be a couple more years down the road, but you're going to see us in and around other places. We do have an additional food trailer, which is a big, giant 45-foot gooseneck trailer. So it makes most food trucks look small. And that's a fun thing. It just can't fit in a lot of places when it comes to getting out in the community. But it is a pretty awesome thing. And if you see, you know, going down the road, just give me a honk and a wave, and I'll try to wave back.
Now here comes the fun part. I'm going to do this a little bit earlier than usual instead of the last 5 minutes.
Sure.
I'm doing my segment of Yum.
Yum. All right.
Where I get to try the food because as I'm seeing, there's a great amount of food here. And I want to try to taste it. I just want to try to get you, the viewer, the actual envisionment of what they have.
What we've got going on.
Yes.
So I'm grabbing some things out of our hot box. I wanted to keep everything nice and warm for you. Bear with me here. Give me a few seconds.
No problem. It's all good. Ooh. Ooh. Fancy utensils.
All right. So what we've got here today for you, we have our Texas-style baby back ribs, which are award-winning ribs.
And yes, people, that's
foil.
That's foil.
Not foil.
That is not what you think it is. It's not noise.
So we've got baby back ribs. Also brought some of our smoked buffalo barbecue wings, which bear with me again. Sorry for the noise.
For food, noise is always acceptable.
That's right. And so what we do with these wings, we smoke them first, then we fry them so that they get nice and crisp. And then we have our signature sauce, which is a combination between a tangy wing sauce and our sweet Texas-style barbecue sauce. So you got kind of a little bit of both flavors kind of hitting you at the same time.
All right, let's try the rib first. I'm going to just bite into this. It's a nice glowing sauce right there. Looks well-seasoned, very juicy on the meat, and well-coated on the barbecue.
Thank you. I did include some of our homemade pickles as well. We do pickles, pickled jalapenos, pickled red onion, candied jalapenos, hot sauces, homemade salsas. That's something else you might see someday is some of our great condiments and sauces on the shelf. And I hear the chew, so hopefully that's a good thing.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, yeah, that's tender. You can taste the smokiness right there.
Yep.
The barbecue just worked with the smokiness. It's a light on the sweetness, but it works perfectly with it.
Perfect.
Let's try the wing. I'm going to go for a
homemade blue cheese with it, too.
That's if you make me a believer on blue cheese.
All right.
That's it. Let's try it without. How's it kick? It's a nice wing kick to it. Has spicy kick to the back of your throat.
Yep.
Progressive. The chicken's really juicy.
That's part of the smoking.
Mm-hmm. And really, yeah, it's used to... So far, 2 for 2 on tasting the smokiness. Oh my goodness, and the kick. Wow, that kick.
Yeah.
It's a nice spicy kick.
It's got a little zing to it.
Oh, yeah. Let's try blue cheese.
Homemade blue cheese sauce.
Okay. Disclaimer, I'm not the biggest blue cheese fan, but if it makes me a believer...
Then you know it's good.
Yes.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
That little kind of bitterness from the blue cheese complements from the sweet and tangy of the sauce.
Mm-hmm. I will admit that. And I'm not too much of a blue cheese person, but my goodness. Okay.
All right. A couple of other little quick things if you have a moment to try. We make homemade roasted tomato salsa and our chips and salsa. We've had a couple of articles written about it and very good. We do our homemade pickles.
I'm going to try a pickle.
And then we have a... habanero hot sauce that we call fire in your eye.
Ooh.
And it's fantastic, but it does have a pretty good kick on it.
Time to try the pickle. It's like a light sweetness to it, but it doesn't have too much of that vinegar flavor like most pickles do.
Yeah.
It's just light. It's like if I had a cucumber and it just had that flavoring.
Yeah.
But it's a pickle. It has that crunch. All right, let's try the jalapeno.
There you go. Pickled jalapeno.
Oh, this is pickled, so...
I brought some candied jalapenos as well.
Oh, yes. Oh. They taste like I had it from the jar, but better, actually.
The better crunch.
A better crunch, because typically when you get it from the from a big container, it's all floppy and all.
Yeah.
This one's actually really stiff to the point where it's... a jalapeno.
Yeah, it's almost like a raw jalapeno, but it has that great kind of
and the kick.
Flavor.
You
yeah.
keep the, you preserve the kick very well. The
we
jalapeno.
Try to. We believe in spice.
Oh yes.
As long as you still got the flavor.
Now let's try the habanero.
Fire in your eye.
Fire in your eye. You got to taste this one.
That's right.
It's orange, but yep. It's that hue of it's gonna burn you, but you're gonna have a fun time for it.
About as hot as sriracha, so it's not like outrageous, but it's got a good kick to it.
Different than sriracha too, because
different
it's,
flavor, absolutely.
Well, way different flavor. It's like, ooh, that spice just kicks you. It kicks you right in the eye. Wow, that was a really that punched you.
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
that's the candied jalapeno.
Let's try the candy one. Oh, it looks almost like it, but it like it's like if it was pickled, but it's not.
Oh, it's almost like a syrup around it.
Mm.
We put that on a few of our different items to give it that little spice and that sweet
to
really kind of add texture to a lot of our dishes.
That nice awesome sweetness. It's a nice sweetness to it. And a little bit of a spice kick to your back of your throat. My goodness. Now let's go for the onions.
Red onion.
Ooh. Just take it from...
There you go. Use your hands.
Mm.
That's one of my favorites, too.
Has a little kick to it, too.
Yeah, a lot of our pickling, we'll put some Fresno chilies and some jalapenos in the pickle juice with it while it's marinating.
Wow, and it settles in your mouth very well, which spicy lovers, well, many spicy lovers love that.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a nice kick to it. I gotta try. This one was the...
This is the roasted tomato salsa. So of all these great ingredients and recipes, that one happens to be mine, so I'm proud of it.
Wow, it's really, it's like not too thick. It's just running perfect like a salsa.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. It just brought me back to my childhood salsa times. So like, oh my goodness. made in a mocajete, basically just made Mexican style. But this one, the kick, spicy, all the spicy kick here so far has been mouth.
Yeah.
Settling in the back of the throat, and it settles in your mouth. But it's a good one. And you said this was tomato?
Yeah, it's we've got tomato. You've got a combination of different peppers in there from pasillas and fresnos and jalapenos, a couple of habaneros. We do a great combination, and all of it gets roasted together so that it gets that little bit of a smoky flavor to it.
Well, yeah, so far everything I've tasted, everything has that smoked flavor to it. It's like, whoo, my goodness. That one reminded me like if it was a better version of a tomato soup, but it's a salsa.
Yeah.
That's what made me think. It's like, wow, that was just amazing. Ooh, I see a bag there.
Yeah, these are some chips just for the salsa.
Oh, I got it. Ooh, these are tortilla chips.
That's right.
Tortilla chips. They're really, wow, crispy.
And we make them all ourselves, so like I said, we don't buy it from a bag.
Okay, time to put it on top of the tortilla chip. I'm going to put some of this nice tomato. Mmm. Yes. If you'd like to plug in any of your social medias.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the smile that you have on your face. That's awesome. Please, all of the listeners out there, if you guys would like to try out our truck, follow us on our social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, @farmandflame.com, or I'm sorry, @farmandflame, and then www.farmandflame.com, all spelled out. Thank you.
Wow, you made me a believer in blue cheese.
Awesome.
Wow, like that. Okay, this was a good tortilla chips. Wow, they're crispy. I see another bag over there.
Oh, you do. Yeah, these are homemade potato chips.
Oh,
so every once in a while, we'll throw homemade potato chips on the truck to, especially with our barbecue items.
Hmm.
We do a definitely an eclectic menu. Everything from pulled pork quesadillas to pulled pork sandwiches.
Wow.
Brisket tacos, or what we call cowboy tacos, to to sliced brisket.
My goodness, I like how thin and crispy it looks.
Yeah, that
warning, crunch.
Yeah,
may contain crunch.
Definite crunch warning.
Oh my goodness, that's crunchy. That's and this is not altering any noise. This is just crunch from this. Oh my. My goodness. Mm. Dang. Wow. This has been like a nice smorgasbord of little things to taste. Like the wings. That makes me happy with the wings.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just happy I get to taste meat with smokiness in it. Oh, with the sauce covering it too, but you still taste smokiness.
Come and see us on the Farm and Flame food truck.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Get your smoke fix.
Oh, yeah. It's like this is a bundle of foods, honestly, just
a little bundle of joy.
Oh, it's a big bundle of joy. But you have your ribs here, you have your wings here, and you also have vegan options. That's all I gotta say, is that's awesome for a Texas food style truck to have vegan options. That's
of course.
Oh,
of course. We know where we are too, and there's a large community of people that are really in that health conscious mind state that don't want the meat. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to be able to cater to that. And if you're smart, you do things like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm just really impressed with the flavors, honestly. Oh, my goodness. I see that there's one wing that's glistening with the sauce.
Yeah.
It's like glistening. Everything is glistening so far here. We got some nice crunchy tortilla chips and potato chips. I should try it one time maybe with some spicy ketchup from Whataburger Burger ketchup. There has to be a moment where I do that. This will be off air for that one.
Yeah.
But you made me a believer in blue cheese.
Awesome.
That's an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's a good blue cheese.
So would you ever try to go with a gluten-free option? Or do you have a gluten-free?
We do. We've got a couple of gluten-free dishes that we actually do, but one of the things that we can always do, especially when we have the smoked meats on the truck, we can always create what we call a bowl. Instead of a taco or instead of a quesadilla or instead of some of these other items, we create a protein bowl with it. And so that eliminates the gluten still very hearty and filling, and a lot of our items, options can kind of come like that. Mm-hmm. Just got to ask.
Alrighty, that's pretty good right there. Hmm. Well, I thank you for coming on.
Hey, I was glad to be here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, all I gotta say is I thank you for bringing all this yummy food, honestly.
Yeah, you might have dinner tonight, too.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, this was an enlightening time. So, with that, I say this was basically Farm and Flame. We had our nice Danny Duncan here. And so far, it was a good time. Hopefully you had a good time. This was Mark Dion reporting with KBCRadio.com.